Hey, legends, you know, none of our interviews or episodes ever date, ever. They are all timeless and ready for you for when you're ready to listen. Download the lot and rip in. This episode is proudly presented by Oxworks, Australia's largest family-owned fencing supplier and manufacturer. Your local Oxworks offers an extensive range of top-quality fencing solutions, glass and aluminium pool fencing, genuine colour-bond steel fencing, slat fencing and laser-cut screens, custom architectural panels and gates. They've got it. No matter if you're a DIY enthusiast or the experienced trade customer, Oxworks has you covered. Shop and browse through the hundreds of quality products online at oxworks.com.au. Even better, visit one of their stores in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria or WA. Thanks, Oxworks, for your awesome support. Welcome to another edition of Andy Raymond Unfiltered, another superstar joining us for the first time. A state and Aussie premiership winner, a bloke who I'd forgotten just how bloody huge he is. Trent Waterhouse, how are you, legend?
I'm good, mate. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, doing real well. What are you up to with yourself these days?
Mate, just living down the coast, got three kids, missus, working in the fireys, which is a great job, something I've really enjoyed for the past 6 years. Playing a bit of golf, mate, a bit of fishing when I can.
What's the handicap?
15. At the moment, so it's, mate, this week, I had a good round last week. I actually won the comp on Thursday, so
oh, nice.
I'm going good this week.
But isn't Thursday Ladies Day?
Yeah, you got me. Yeah, so I'm, this week I'm flying, so next week I'll probably have a shocker. So.
Are you like most former footballers that are forwards, hit a monster ball, but just don't quite have the delicacies around the green?
Yeah, 100%, yeah. Mate, putting. Putting's my issue. I'm chipping all right at the moment, but nice. Yeah, I can hit them all off the tee. Not always straight, but Wollongong's pretty forgiving. It's a links course, so it's, you can get away with it. But, yeah, putting's definitely my issue.
Nice. Mate, retired players, often they either stay all over footy, they watch everything, they read up on everything, or they completely separate themselves from the game and move on. Which camp are you in?
Oh, probably in the middle there somewhere. I do like watching the game. I'm don't religiously watch it. My young bloke's mad on it. He's 12 and he plays for the Butchers up the road here. So he loves it, loves the Panthers. So
he's a Panther, yeah.
Yeah, I love watching it, watching him, you know, enjoy his footy so much, you know, but I do watch the games occasionally, like Friday Night Footy or something. I'll watch it, try and watch the Panthers, but I'm not religious on it or anything, but I do enjoy it.
This current day Panther side, something pretty special, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, unbelievable. You know, 4 years, four grand finals, three premierships. It's you sit back in awe of how they've done that, you know, like, especially for the times we've had with COVIDs and lockdowns.
Yeah.
And like, to stay that consistent for that long.
100%.
They're going to go down as one of the modern day great teams, I'd say. Like they just, they just keep turning up. They lose players every year, and it's next man up. They just got the right system out there now, and they just keep bringing those younger ones through to get the job done.
Mate, do you see many of the class of 03 regularly or not? Is it an annual reunion on grand final week where Sats reminds everyone how good his tackle was?
Yeah. So Satsy. We do organise one. The last couple of years, we actually had the 20-year reunion this year. So we went out to the Roosters game and most of the boys were there. The coach was there. So it was great to see them all. You sort of just fall back in the old habits and the old taking a piss. And it was really good. But, yeah, Satsy does organise in between all these luncheons and talking about his tackle. He does organise one every year. So we do see a few of the boys occasionally.
Okay, mate, let's rip in. How'd you go with your dream team? Easy to come up with,
pretty,
or not?
It was pretty tough. So many good players I played with and, so many heroes growing up as well. I wanted to get in, but it was hard to fit them all in. But, mate, I did my best. My young bloke helped me out with it as well. So,
okay, let's start with fullback. Who and why?
I got Reece Wesser. Reece Lightning.
There was a couple of years there, mate.
Yeah.
He was the number one.
Yeah, he's just explosive. He had that footy speed where you go 0 to 1,000 in like three steps, you know. similar to Reece Rolls, I reckon. Like, you just
find
half a gap and he's gone, you know. I think some of his highlights really it'd be unbelievable from those early days at Penrith. I think one that stands out was when we played the Bulldogs there one day, and well, I think we were in our own 10, and he picked the ball up from down the half and just took off straight through the middle, and then he just burnt Luke Patton, I think it was. And he was a bit of a spooster too. And he didn't lay a glove on him, and I just sat back and went, how good's this bloke? So he's my fullback, very safe. Probably should have played more Origin, I reckon, but he had a couple of good ones there in front of him.
Yeah, he certainly did. What about your wingers?
I've got the big Dell, Wendell Saylor, and my old mate Mickey Gordon, the Flash.
Two different wingers.
Yeah, so I got Flash there. He's the safe bet, you know. He was probably a better fullback than winger, but safe. You know, always beat the first tackle on a kick return.
Yep.
Get your quick play of the ball. Great finisher, strong, and can kick goals, you know. So I've got him, man. Big Dell, probably the first of the big, powerful wingers, you know, like him and sort of that Noah and Andruku, just big, powerful. I remember watching a game on the hill when I was a kid at Penrith Park, and he tore Penrith apart. He's probably scored a couple of 80-metre tries. Yeah. I'm like, geez, this bloke's, he's unbelievable.
What about your centres, mate, 3 and 4?
I've got some firepower in my centres. I've gone for Big Mal.
Yeah.
And GI, Greg Inglis. Genuine superstars of the game. Big, fast, strong.
Yeah.
Pretty much could do anything. GI could play anywhere as well. Fullback, 5'8". And Big Mal was just devastating at his best. I remember watching those kangaroo tours in the 90s. And, he was outstanding.
GI, it's almost unfair that you can be that big, that much of a specimen, that fast and that talented, all in the one package.
Yeah, he's definitely gifted. The fend, he had a massive fend. I remember he scored that try against the Dragons, and he nearly palmed poor old Jamie Soward into the grass.
Exactly right.
But he was just big and strong, they're my centres.
Too good. What about your halves?
I've got our old inspirational captain, Craig Yeller, Piggy, and Lockie.
It's a terrific halves pairing.
Yeah, so Lockie, probably a future immortal.
Yeah.
Just gifted. I remember I went on that kangaroo tour in 2003 and probably all three games we were looking like we were going to get rolled, and it was just he just turned something on, find something, just like the great players do, you know, like they just find a way. They want the ball when the game's on the line, and he just had that gift of just finding something and getting it done. And Piggy, tough, competitive, great teammate, great fun off the field.
Yes.
Just a great leader, and made me look good plenty of times, you know, put me through a hole or could tackle as well. So
Darren Lockyer, pretty quiet, doesn't say much, reasonably serious most of the times. Until he's 5 beers in, he becomes Daryl Lockyer.
Yeah, I was going to say, old Daryl comes out.
Yeah. Did you meet Daryl?
Yeah,
in
I met Daryl on the 3 tour regularly. So he was good fun, Lockie. He was a great captain, and like you said, hardly get boo out of him until Daryl comes out, and it's party time.
This episode is proudly presented by Oxworks, Australia's largest family-owned fencing supplier and manufacturer. Your local Oxworks offers an extensive range of top-quality fencing solutions, glass and aluminium pool fencing, genuine colour-bond steel fencing, slat fencing and laser-cut screens, custom architectural panels and gates. They've got it. No matter if you're a DIY enthusiast or the experienced trade customer, Oxworks has you covered. Shop and browse through the hundreds of quality products online at oxworks.com.au. Even better, visit one of their stores in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria or WA. Thanks, Oxworks, for your awesome support.
This is Andy Raymond, Unfiltered. Another episode of The Dream Team. We're joined by Trent Waterhouse. We've been through the back line. Actually, correct me if I'm wrong, but you started life as a centre. Is that right, or is my mind forgetting and confusing more things daily?
Yeah, so I come through the junior system at Penrith, an outside back, fullback wing. I was tall, pretty skinny. Built like a, my bloody once could say I was built like a one iron. So yeah, I didn't play in the forwards till I was 20.
Wow.
That's when I started playing there. Yeah. So played flag, your first year of flag, centres. And then I spoke to Royce, he pulled us up after our game one day and said, I think you can play back row. I want you to play back row next year for my second year of flag. And then that's when I sort of started playing the forwards, yeah. So
interesting. It amazes me, the journeys, and everyone's journey is just a little bit different. Let's go into the forwards, my man. We saw a lot of you in the 13 jersey. Who have you picked as your lock?
One of my favourite players growing up. You probably get this. You probably get him in most of your teams, I reckon. Brad Clyde. Big, powerful, skillful. I think he won 2 Clive Churchills.
Yep.
Yeah, he did everything in the game. Probably was the original sort of wide running, athletic back rower.
Yeah.
But could also play in the middle and hit holes in the middle as well. Could hit. Yeah, he's definitely one of my favourite players. You know, used to love that Canberra side he played in, and he was definitely one of the standouts.
I reckon Cameron Smith is probably our most picked, followed by, at a guess, Billy Slater, but I reckon Brad Clyde would be third.
Yeah, definitely.
And Brad doesn't often or always get that elite level recognition, but he certainly does by his peers. Okay, what about your second row?
I've gone for a couple of old Penrith teammates. I've got Luke Lewis.
Yep.
And Big T, Pulitua.
Yeah.
No more devastating a player on his day than Big T.
Yep.
So a couple of games there, he was unstoppable. You know, big, strong, off the field, very professional, a leader, and I learned a lot from him. He's a great guy and an awesome player, mate. He's a big part of that grand final winning team. You know, him and Joey Nolliver in the back row, they were instrumental in getting us to that premiership in 2003. They were a big part of that. And Louis, went from a skinny winger and ended up being a world-class back rower, probably played every position on the way
in.
I think he actually played halfback there at one stage.
What about the size of Luke Lewis, like transforming from that skinny winger? He ended up a big back rower.
Yeah. Should see now.
He's
got bigger.
And ripped up.
Yeah.
We've just got to the end of summer, and I don't think I've seen an Instagram photo of Luke Lewis with a shirt on. But
yeah, but great player, great to have around the club too. If I was picking a tight ass, then he'd be probably captain coach as well.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's got plenty too. So
little frugal, Louis.
Yeah, big time.
Okay, let's go to the props, mate.
I've got Big Petro, Simonis Siva, and Lazo. Glenn Lazarus.
Two beauties.
Yeah, another favourite when I was growing up. Just big, mobile. He must have been so hard to tackle. I think he won, what did he win, 4 or 5 comps? There's no...
Multiple different clubs.
Yeah, 3 different clubs. So that's saying something. Like, he's obviously bringing a lot to teams and playing in premiership teams all the time. And Big Petro, awesome player, awesome bloke as well.
Yeah. Do you enjoy your time with Petro?
Yeah. Yeah. So Petro, I first met Petro when we went on the tour in 2003, and he was great fun to tour with. I remember in the 2009, I think it was the 2009 tour, we had Tim Sheens as a coach and he was big on his curfews and stuff like that. So me and Gal always knew if we stayed with Petro and broke the curfew with Petro, we wouldn't get in trouble because Petro never got in trouble for everything. He was just the nicest bloke on earth.
Yeah.
So he was like our safety blanket on tour. So we broke curfew. We just made sure we come home with Petro.
I love
Imagine us the three giants trying to sneak back unnoticed.
Yeah.
So, Petro is a legend. But he came to Penrith in 2010 and he was great for the club. Great family and really, really loved playing with him and then against, but better than playing against him because he could hear.
Yeah. Yep, he certainly folded blokes for an entire career. What about your hooker, buddy?
Danny Bedeiras, Bedsy. Yeah, he was our captain, the first Origin. Yeah, inspirational leader. I think, he was he'd be probably one of the best hookers to play the game, I'd say. It's half. I remember watching that footage of him in that Origin where he sprints out of the line off the kickoff and tries to get web kick. He gets thrown flying, but that just showed how passionate he was. And, great bloke off the field as well. Good fun to have on a tour. Love the beer. Bedsy's me nine.
The game's changed a lot in 20 years. Positions have changed. You played a lot of lock, a lot of second rower, some prop. Where do you play in 2024, you reckon, mate?
I don't know. It definitely wouldn't be a prop, I don't think.
They're 11 or 12
with Giants. Yeah. Giants these days. Probably on the bench somewhere. Lucky to get a run. It's probably just a wide running back row, I'd say.
Yeah,
same thing, I reckon. A lock, maybe.
You're one of a very elite club that won a NRL Premiership and a UK Challenge Cup. Obvious highlights, to me anyway, or does something else stand out?
Went grand final. That's right at the top. Yeah. You know, mate, that's what you play the game for. Even when you're a kid, that's all about winning grand finals and stuff like that. And it was actually my first year in first grade, so I was just thinking, how good is this? How many more of these are we going to win? And never got 9-1 again. So that was pretty special. And you just see how much it means to so many people when you do something like that, and you bust your ass with the boys that you play with from November on, and to finish up that with a title is as good as it gets, the euphoria of winning a comp, it's something you never sort of feel again, really, unless you win another one. But that was the euphoria. That was unbelievable, and the week after was pretty fun as well.
I remember it. It was. Rhys Wesser, Wendell Saylor, Mal Meninga, Greg Inglis, Michael Gordon, Darren Lockyer, Craig Gower, Brad Clyde, Tony Pulitua, Luke Lewis, Glenn Lazarus, Danny Bedeiras and Petro Sivanisiva. Always a pleasure catching up, mate. It's been far too long. Look forward to chatting again a little later in the season. We'll go over your career. Until then, keep well, legend.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
That's it for another edition of Andy Raymond Unfiltered, the Dream Team series, sponsored by Oxworks. Check them out and support those that support us. And while you're in a good mood, reckon it's time you left that 5-star rating on your podcast app. And if you do, it's my shout at the bar. If you leave a review too, well, you can have me for the night, legend.